Hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I am so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, we're doing something a little bit different. I am going to start doing video podcast episodes as well as audio. I think that'll be cool. Some people like to have the visual. Some people like only the audio. So now you have both. And I think that this is probably the best and the scariest episodes to start with this format. Because although I am very honest and vulnerable on here, it's much easier when you are just speaking. It's much easier when you don't have to look back at yourself as you're saying these words. But this is a practice in self-validation and a practice of really allowing myself to take up space. So today I want to talk about how I am recognizing the ways that I have allowed pain to change me, or the ways that I have been, I guess, running away from my pain. So I have been going through a pretty intense mental health battle for a few years. Before, it was something that I sort of pushed under the rug. Something that was much, much easier to mask. And then in 2019, it became a lot harder to mask it. And then 2020 rolled around. And as we know, COVID, lockdown, stuff like that. And I was alone with my thoughts, with myself, and it was really, really hard. And I started using marijuana. I started smoking really, really heavy, like really heavily. And at first it was, and a lot of people will tell you the story about, at first it's just, oh, I'm gonna smoke before I go to bed, or oh, I'm just gonna smoke with my friends. And then it becomes a thing where you have to smoke before you eat, you have to smoke before you do this, you have to smoke before you do that. And for me, it was like that. But on top of that, it was me using this to cope with what was going on in my life. And I remember I went to my therapist, and she told me that she would rather me be high than to unalive myself. And even when I was high, those thoughts and those that suicidal ideation really, really continued. I'm definitely gonna have to put a trigger warning on this episode. But yeah, I found myself in a really, really, really dark place, to the point where I was trying to unalive myself through smoking too much. Like, somehow in my brain, I was like, maybe this will be the day. Like, it was very, 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 very bad. And after a bit of going through this really intense time in my life. I thought that I was doing a lot better. I thought that things were looking up. I was using to run away from everything that was going on, and I wasn't really running far, but it was a way for me to sort of keep my head above water. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, I really don't have time for this shit. Like, there's so much going on. Like, I'm also in university. Like, I gotta make sure that I'm putting all these papers in, I'm doing these readings, I'm doing all these things. Like, it was really a time for me to escape, or a thing that allowed me to be distracted. School distracted me, and I guess that was the way that I escaped, trying to keep myself above ground, above water, like I just said. And things kept happening. Mental health kept fluctuating, and although I did have a therapist, I really, really felt alone in what I was experiencing, because at the worst of it, I was in a relationship with somebody who did not understand it at all. They were fortunate enough to have never had any close or personal experience with mental illness. So it was a very strange thing. I literally felt like a zoo animal. I felt like I was being just kind of watched, and it just felt like this feeling of being put on display and just seeing a blank face. Like, even opening up and sharing with this person, it was supposed to help, but it didn't, because I felt like I was talking to a blank wall. And with my friends, I felt as though, okay, I should be over this. They're going through their own shit. I can't keep dumping on people. And I didn't feel like I could talk to my parents. I really felt like I was going through this shit alone. And throughout that time in my life, I am realizing that I became the survival version of myself. I was living in survival mode for so long, for much longer than I even realized. Is when you have the vocabulary and you are reading all the books and you're listening to all the podcasts and you feel like you're being understood, it's like you convince yourself that now that you have the tools, you can begin rebuilding. That you just say to yourself, okay, I'm over it now, so I'm just going to keep pushing forward. And that's always been my mentality, to keep pushing forward. But this was, it was just big thing after big thing after big thing, that kept happening, and I had to keep pushing through them. I remember another time that I went to my therapist, and this was during lockdown. And she would have in-person visits, but it would be, this was obviously when things started opening up. It would be like, to go in. You know, you have your mask on. She has her little screen up, whatever. And I wouldn't see her for like a few weeks until I was at like my wit's end. So at the session, she would ask like, do you want to book with me now? Or do you want to wait until you feel like you need to talk? And I would always say when I felt like I needed to talk. And sometimes I would go many weeks without seeing her until I literally could not take it anymore. And then when I did see her, I remember one specific session that we had. I started just listing off. She's like, where do you want to start? And I'm like, this happened and this happened and this happened. And then I kept listing them off, and she would just look at me. And I could literally on her face see her heart breaking for me. And I do not want to cry. I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry. And she would say, I would say like, oh, I'm feeling really suicidal. Like, this is a lot. And she would say, if someone was experiencing one of those things, I am sure that they would feel suicidal. And you are feeling all of these things all at once. Your feelings are valid. And it's hard to go through things like that because you keep hearing your feelings are valid. Yes, they are valid. I'm feeling them. Thank you for that. But how do we make it go away? That's what I wanted. That's why I was smoking so much. That's why I was trying to run away from it, because I was like, okay, how do I run away from this? How do I make it stop? What do I do? And you know, I went through all of that. Fast forward. And recently, maybe like last year, I started thinking about how it's time for me to quit. Although I was going through my healing journey and I was processing things at the capacity that I could, because that was a part of my survival, my little survival toolbox, right? It was one of the things that was helping me to get through the day, to get through the week, to get through the moments. And then I realized that, or spirit was putting it into my spirit, like, okay, babe, it's time to wrap it up. It's time to stop. It's time to face the music. And I kept doing it for a few days, a day, a week, and then going right back. And I really had to make a decision that I didn't want to keep running away from my feelings. I couldn't authentically be myself. I couldn't really enjoy life if I kept running away from what was happening. I am a very, very deep feeler. I when I feel my emotions, I really feel everything so deeply. So I was just scared of being overwhelmed by everything coming onto me at once. And slowly, I guess, I started to wean myself off. I realized the times that I was running to it in discomfort. And I recognized that wasn't actually helping me. It was sort of like this ticking time bomb. Or maybe not time bomb, but it was like a little alarm clock. And I could run away as fast as I can, but as soon as the alarm clock stopped, I had to stop in my tracks and realize that I was right back where I started. And recently I have been realizing how I had forgotten what it was like to be alive. There is so much beauty in the world. And although I was enjoying the beauty, although I was seeing it, although I was trying to take it in, although I was feeling it, it's like, I've talked about this before, it's like my capacity to feel is so deep. And I was, let's say that from here to here is the amount that I can feel, and this is the amount that I'm allowing myself to feel. And that for somebody can be their whole threshold, but for me it was so small. And it was sort of like living in tunnel vision, and I guess that's what survival mode does to you. You only see through the lens of pain. And I realized that because I was only seeing through the lens of pain, I was attracting other people that were also in so much pain. And because they were in so much pain and they weren't addressing it, they kept hurting me. And I kept putting myself in situations to get hurt over and over and over and over. And I am on this journey of forgiving myself for what I put myself through. I am on a journey of forgiving the people that have hurt me. And I'm not saying that I haven't said, like, I forgive you. I've written so many letters. I have cried so many times. I have tried to go through so many processes of trying to undo the harm in some way. So whether that be trying to do a cord cutting, whether that be trying to do some sort of release meditation, whatever it was, making podcast episodes, whatever it was, I was trying to find ways to forgive these people and to forgive myself. And there was this block, I think, because although I was saying I had forgiven them, and I'm saying that I had forgiven myself, I was still getting all of these lessons and all of these podcast episodes that I post and all of these messages that come from spirit, all of these beautiful things. And I am trying to integrate them into my life, but it's like the integration just stopped. Although I knew this stuff in the moment, it's like survival mode kicks in and I'm back at square one. And then afterwards, I feel so bad because I'm like, you know better. You know this stuff. You know you shouldn't have done that. And I keep scolding myself and pushing myself down into, excuse me, into much deeper holes, into much deeper into much deeper pits than I needed to be in. And I didn't deserve that. And if you relate to anything that I'm saying, I want to say that you didn't deserve any of the things that you have done to yourself because you are in survival mode, or any of the pain that people have caused you. You didn't deserve any of that. And if you listen to my podcast, or if you're watching this video, I hope and trust that you are on a journey to becoming your best self and to opening up to the possibility of life being beautiful. And if you have ever participated in smoking weed, or smoking a lot of weed, you hear a lot people say, music sounds better, food tastes better, everything is just better. And recently I have been doing things without that, without feeling like, oh, I can't eat until I smoke, or can't go to bed until I smoke. And literally like feeling like, okay, I have to, before I enjoy this thing, I have to smoke whatever. When I stopped doing that is when I realized, like, although I'm not condemning anyone that does smoke, do you, but if it is harming you and your mental health and making things worse, then I recommend trying to take a step back and focusing on healing, focusing on being in a better place mentally, and really taking the time and investing the time in yourself. And before you know it, you'll stop missing it. I mean, it's hard, because if you've depended on something for so long and suddenly you feel like you have to take it out of your life, it's going to be hard. But for me, it was like, it's time to stop depending on this. It's time to go into this next phase of healing. Because what I feel is that this next phase of my life needs me to be so much more open to love, and so much more open to life and experiencing without smoking, without feeling like, oh, you know, it would make this walk better if I smoked, you know, it would make this hike better if I was smoking, let's do it before. Like, it was just, in some ways, it was getting in the way of me being able to enjoy what was really going on around me, and to really be taking in the sounds and taking in what was life that was happening around me. And now I have realized how I'm smiling more, genuinely smiling, and I had really forgotten what it was like to look at myself smiling and really feel like, oh, that's a happy person. That person looks like it's a genuine smile. And recently I have been cooking sober. I have been doing art sober. I am trying to spend more full quality time with the people that I love, trying to remind myself why I'm on this journey, because this is an important journey and it is a very personal one. And just because I don't smoke doesn't mean that I can't hang out with my smoker friends. It just means that I have to be able to be around it and tolerate it and not feel like I have to give in. Because I had forgotten what it was like to experience life sober. Really and truly diving into life and finding that gratitude, because I'm realizing now that when I felt a bad emotion, quote unquote bad emotion, and I run to light a joint, that is me feeling like that emotion is wrong and that the divine is wrong for making me feel that way. And I'm telling the divine, nope, I want to feel something else. I only want to feel happy all the time. That's not what we were promised in this life. That's not how life goes. And I've been rediscovering this sense of gratitude that says, okay, I'm going through probably the worst feeling I've ever experienced in my life, and it really sucks right now, but I'm grateful that I'm alive and feeling this really shitty feeling, and it will pass. It will pass. It will pass. It will pass. I'm not saying that the situation will dissolve into thin air. I'm not saying that immediately you will feel like, oh, everything is great now. I no longer care about what's going on. I just mean that you sit with the feeling. You recognize how it makes you feel. You recognize why you feel triggered. Maybe do some journaling. Maybe even meditate and just sit with that feeling. And then when you feel like this is enough, I've really given space to this feeling, then you can say, okay, spirit, I have given this feeling space, and now I am going to watch something that is going to uplift my mood. Now I'm gonna go call a friend and laugh with them. Now I'm gonna go on TikTok and scroll for like 10 minutes, whatever. Something to possibly uplift my mood because I've given space to this emotion. And this is a journey, definitely. I have just recently decided to really, really quit. And this is my video. This episode, all of this is a way for me to hold myself accountable. It's a way for me to remind myself, like, hey, babe, this is for you. This is a part of the journey, and we can be grateful for how it helped us to stay alive, because honestly, it was helping to keep me alive. If I was sober throughout those years, I don't think I would be here, honestly. Even when I was high out of my mind, I still was trying to, I still felt suicidal, and I was still trying to unalive myself because it was a lot. But if I did not have that, we'll call it coping mechanism, if I did not have that to fall back on in some way just to breathe for a second, I probably wouldn't be here. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this journey. I am grateful for the pain. Strange thing to say, but I'm grateful for the pain because pain reminds us of our humanity. It reminds us of how fragile we really are. It reminds us of the ways that we need to be gentle with ourselves. It reminds us of the ways that we ignore ourselves. It reminds us of the ways that we break our own hearts and the ways that we allow ourselves to be broken or taken advantage of. And yeah, now I'm here and this is a new part of this journey. This is a new version of me. It feels like, although I've been going through darkness, it feels like the light is slowly starting to crack through. And although I don't have all the answers and everything isn't going to be good all the time, I'm trusting the journey and I'm trusting the divine to take me where I need to go and where I need to be. And yeah, I'm grateful for this journey. I'm grateful for anyone that is watching this. My intention is whoever stumbles across this video or this podcast episode that they find solace in this story and in my voice, and that they are encouraged to try again. We have endless opportunities to try again until the end of our lives. And that's a lot of opportunities to try again. So for that, I am grateful. For that, I am really, really, really grateful. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you for watching, for listening. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.